We did a poll earlier about whether you could give us stuff about the budget, and it was roughly 50-50. 50% of people said yes, 50 said no. In the studio, there are two people. One cares about the budget, one couldn't care less. Craig Wattman is a partner at Pitcher Partners. Craig, good morning to you. I know you'll be all over it. What does the budget mean for the ordinary Melburnian?
Yes, good morning, Ross. Well, from a tax point of view, there wasn't really a lot in the budget, but from a personal tax perspective, there was the extension of the low and middle income tax offset for a further year. So for those 10.2 million low and middle income workers, they'll be pleased to be getting a further rebate of up to $1,080 over the next 12 months. And then if you're a business, you've got the ability for another 12 months to instantly write off your assets, and also to carry back some losses to offset against profits that have been earned in previous years. But that was really the extent of it from a tax point of view, Ross.
So, Craig, I caught during the speech of the Treasurer, downsizing. If you're downsizing and you're over 60, there's something in it for you?
That's right. So there's an opportunity to get a rebate effectively if you're downsizing your home. So for those people, there will be an opportunity to get a tax rebate effectively in the future from that downsizing.
I assume that every budget has a theme, you know, a broad theme. What would be the broad theme of this budget?
I think it's really spending, Ross. So the government's clearly focused on spending its way out of the pandemic with a record $74.6 billion that's clearly aimed at creating more jobs over the next few years. So it's really about spending, and it's about spending on social services. We've got a number of significant initiatives for women and families, aged care, infrastructure, and also mental health, of course, as well. So I think this was a spending budget. It's based on the assumption that our borders are going to open again in the middle of 2022. Whether that happens obviously remains to be seen, and the government's clearly intent on spending its way out of the pandemic and hoping, I think, that the interest rates don't go too high, because by the time that we hit our peak net debt of $980 billion in 2024-25, we're going to be paying annual interest of $20.8 billion on that debt. So it's a good job that we've got very low interest rates at the present time.
Craig, I'm just having a look at the Fin Review, and it says that a deficit of 1% of GDP is forecast. So that doesn't sound like a lot.
I don't think that's quite right. No. So at the peak, when it's up to around $980 billion, the net debt, that will be an eye-watering 40.9% of GDP, Russell. Right. So, yes, so quite a significant proportion of GDP.
Yep.
Hey, Craig, a totally unrelated question. What's the Pitcher Partners' view of crypto?
I'm not an investment advisor, Ross, so I'm not qualified to provide investment advice, so
okay.
I wouldn't want to go there.
Have you got any crypto?
I do not have any crypto.
Right. Craig, what do you know about the patent box?
Yeah, that's very interesting. So it appears that what it's intended to do is that income derived from Australian medical and biotech patents that has been developed here in Australia will be taxed at a concessional tax rate of 17%. So that's obviously an encouragement for those innovators in that area to get their products developed. And I think that's really perhaps one of the areas that we need to focus on in the budget in the future, and that's lifting the long-term education outcomes and focusing on our innovators of the future who are going to build those businesses that will create the jobs for the future. And I think that's really one of the missing pieces in the budget, but the patent box scheme is certainly a good start.
Quickest answer possible, Craig. Is anyone with a budget, or anyone with a mortgage, are they deficit financing?
Are they deficit financing in a personal capacity?
Yeah, in a person.
Deficit financing? Yes.
Right. So everyone with a mortgage has got is deficit financing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Craig, good on you.
And the household doesn't have certainty of income into eternity. The government does.
Craig Wattman, partner at Pitcher Partners.